The name Jack Straw is not only a part of the current British government, it's a name from British history. The other Jack Straw played a part in a peasants' revolt back in 1381. And what were the peasants revolting about?
What have you got? Taxes, their king wouldn't meet with them, the Black Death. This was not a great time to be a peasant, if there is such a thing as a good time to be a peasant. Jack Straw started out as a preacher. He became second in command to one Wat, or Walter, Tyler. The mob of peasants they controlled numbered 100,000.
Straw and company wanted to end serfdom, the right to purchase land at 4 pence an acre, freedom to buy and sell goods, and power over the punishment of ministers.
Wat Tyler was beheaded, and his head was put on a stick and was paraded around. Jack Straw was hanged. But for his deeds, he became a line in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
From the nun's priest's tale. They yelled like fiends in hell, such was the cry. The ducks all quacked as if about to die. The geese in fear flew up above the trees. Out of the hive there came a swarm of bees. God knows the noise was hideous and loud. I'm certain that Jack Straw and all his crowd did not produce a shouting half as shrill.
Jack Straw was celebrated in plays in London. One was called Wat Tyler and Jack Straw, or The Comical Humors of Justice Wantbrains. No movie version is slated for release anytime soon.